Soul correction, circuitry, the end of hoarding. Money and the soul correction, circuitry, the end of hoarding, the end of being the end-all. Circuitry is a code word for not holding back. I have already written articles about tithing in the context of the law of attraction. I was knocking it. But there is something about tithing, or better said, donating, sharing the wealth, giving away a portion of what is yours, in the form of money, that is very relevant for everyone, and especially relevant to people with this soul correction, circuitry. So, first let's see what is the mindset and the behavior of a person with this soul correction. First the mindset, there is a deep sense of lack, a deep fear of lack, a deep sense of having been shortchanged. If my empathic capability hasn't fooled me. A deep black hole between your sternum and your solar plexus, and the rest of your chest seems to be in a holding your breath mode. You feel that your void can't be filled, and are reluctant to let go of what you have. There is no real reason, unless your soul decided to put you in lack and misery. If you have never acted counter to this desire to hold on to every little piece that comes to you, your current situation is probably dire need. Why? Because, as I explained in other articles, the soul needs you to have opportunities for its correction. And it is going to make your life miserable if you don't comply. Guaranteed. Now, for fairness sake, every person I have met has a little bit of this mindset, but they don't act as if it were a full-out war for survival. They feel the fear and then they give. Move the energy. Reciprocate. To the degree that their level of vibration allows. Moving the energy, consciously, being part of the big reality, is a very high vibration action. The person with the inquat, circuitry inquat, soul correction is not comfortable with taking risks. They are not comfortable investing, it's a risk. They are not happy giving something that leaves them without that something, like money. They probably also withhold real love. A friend of mine said, I don't want to make more money because then I have to pay more child support / taxes / work. This is a circuitry correction saying. They may give away stuff they don't want, but that does not activate circuitry. Circuitry is an energy phenomenon, giving, which creates vacuum, and in turn it will fill up with more that was given. The circuitry person feels the vacuum without giving. The black hole. Bottomless, deep, can't be filled. Illusion, of course. So, for the circuitry person, giving away money is mandatory. For everyone else, advisable. Now, here is the million-dollar question, how do you initiate the movement of energy? What is the correct mindset when you give away money? Does this work if you give away money because you should? Does this work if you give away money to a person in need? Does this work if you give away money with the expectation of getting more back? The answer to these questions is no, or not really. So then what is the correct mindset? The correct mindset is this. 1. You give away to feel that you are someone who can. You give away to feel that you have enough. That you trust Source, the universe, life enough to throw your stuff into the game and be willing to lose it forever. Meaning, you give up your right to expect a return on your investment. You are willing for it to be lost. If you don't give up your expectation does two things. You won't feel good about yourself, after all you are making a deal. You won't feel generous, magnanimous, bigger than life, capable, and accomplished. And that will show. You'll feel needy of winning, and it shows. Imagine two characters at the poker table, one, the famous 007 placing a mountain of chips on black. He is nonchalant, with a devil care attitude. After all it's now not his money. He just gave it away. The other guy is sweating, his face is tense, you can tell that he can't afford to lose. You see that he needs to win. Maybe for his rent. Maybe for something equally pressing. Which guy do you want to be? You've been the tense sweaty guy so far. The way to turn that around is this soul correction, circuitry. Start slow and build it up to a substantial amount. Ultimately you are working on your capacity to let go, to take risks, to trust. And that is what is rewarded in the returns, not the action. By the way, as long as you get your guidance for what is true, what is right, from your mind, you are holding on to that knowledge, and you are blocking circuitry. Too bad. Want to prove me wrong? Go ahead, I am listening. For other soul corrections, visit this page. That need is your itch. The itch is a pebble in your shoes that unless you take out, you won't run a race, and if you do, you won't win. The pebble in your shoe won't let you.